Hello, Audio Boo, and welcome to October Day 8. What happened to 7, you might be wondering? Well, I realized that I screwed up, and the misheard lyrics post was actually supposed to be Day 7. Too late, can't really change it now, but the misheard lyrics post is Day 7. So now we're on October Day 8, and I don't have as much catching up to do as I thought. This is actually the only post I have to catch up on. So the topic for Day 8 is to talk about two songs that had to grow on you. And again, this is pretty easy. I mean, I think that was my Twitter. Let's cut that off for a second. I think it stands to reason that not every song that you hear is going to be your favorite song on first listen. Sometimes you just have to sort of, you know, get into them for a minute and listen to it several times, and eventually it just grows on you, whether it be lyrically or melodically or musically or something about the song you don't like and you hear it enough times and you end up liking it, whatever it is. So it wasn't hard, actually, to pick two songs. There were a lot that were running through my head when I was thinking about the topic, but I am being sort of predictable and playing two songs from two of my favorite artists that I didn't start out loving. So this first one was released way before I was born, in the 60s, and I'm trying to figure out what album it was on. I'm a horrible fan, I'm a horrible person. My music trivia knowledge has just, like, vanished. I cannot think of what album this was on, and, like, all of my peeps are gonna hate me and be like, and you call yourself a fan. But it's not really my favorite song. And I know I have the actual album, not on vinyl form, but in CD form. But the version that I just pulled up in my iTunes library came from a compilation, and I'm not gonna go look through and find what album the song was on. I want to say it was This Girl's in Love with You, maybe? It's gonna bug me. Now I'm gonna, like, have to look it up after. But the song is this one. I now like the song a lot more than I did, but I gotta say that when I first heard it, it was not my favorite. Take a listen. The Wait by Ms. Aretha Franklin, the one and only Queen of Soul. And, when I first heard this song, I was just, first of all, I didn't know what the heck the song was about, which is really the point. It was written in the 60s by the band, and they obviously did the first version of it, and then Aretha did this cover version. And I didn't really like either version. My dad was a big fan of the song, and I know there's another post in a couple days, I think, about music your parents liked, so I'm not going to really expound on music my parents liked, but my dad was a really big fan of that song, and so then I found out that Aretha did a cover version of it, because I'm a big fan of Aretha, and Yeah, wasn't really a huge fan, but there is one run that she does. Let me find it. We already listened to it once, but we can hear it again. That is awesome, and I mean, it's not like, whoa, crazy, like, how the heck do you do that, because I just did it, but just the way she does it and her phrasing on that particular word, it's like a simple thing, but it's awesome, and it made me really like this song, so yay. Let me pause and find you my other clip. Alright, y'all, we are back with my second song that had to grow on me. And we are taking it to a completely different era. Check out this one. Alright. Listen. I kinda noticed that one night in your colorful face. No way to me, since you're so fine. If it's up to me, your face will change. If you smile, then that should set the tone. Just be limber, and if you let go, the music should move your bones. Just remember,
sing the song with me.
Ain't nobody love it like I love it. A good girl, and that's what makes me trust you.
Hey!
Late at night, I talk to you. You will know the difference.
People are so phony. Knows it 'cause they're lonely. Aren't you sick of the sun?
That was the song Like I Love You by Justin Timberlake off of his first album, Justified. And the song came out in 2003. Summer 2003? Or was it 2002? You know what? If I don't know the answer, I'm just not even going to pretend to know the answer anymore. Wow. I know it was one of them years because I was still in high school and I got the album and... But I first heard it when it came out at summer camp. And... our camp was, like, actually pretty cool, and it had, like, a technology lab and stuff. Right? Aren't you all jealous? And, yeah, I downloaded it onto one of the camp computers and was like, OMG, Justin has a new song! And I wasn't super impressed, because it was just really different from everything else that he had done with NSYNC, and I was like, well, he's changing, and... I don't know, and it sounds kind of like a Britney Spears song, and I don't know. I just wasn't into it, and I don't even know why, because there are so many things to be into about that song. I was crazy back then. How dare I not like that song? But after hearing it a few times, it's grown on me, it's cool. Me and that song are really good friends now. I love it. I think I was nuts for not ever liking it. So... those were the two that I can decided to play. I'm sure I know there are tons more that had to grow on me throughout the years. But so they were. Yeah, The Weight and Like I Love You. Going from two eclectic sides of my musical taste. So I'll be back tomorrow with Day 9 on The Real Day 9. Good night, October.